Well, there's a new food movement that's getting more and more popular. It's called a food exchange, and I paid a visit to one recently to find out more. On any given Sunday evening at the Erie home of Trevor and Julia Mickelson, people gather for a community food swap.
All right, everybody, welcome to the food exchange, community food exchange. Really excited that you can all make it.
Julia says it started last July when Trevor started going to a food exchange in Boulder that was started by a friend.
And when my husband found it, I thought, that sounds weird. I'm totally afraid of that. Have fun. So I actually didn't participate. But the first 3 weeks, he did it about 3 weeks before I said, okay, I'm jealous. I want some. How do I get in on this? Because he every day would pull a jar of homemade food that he didn't make, organic, beautiful, amazing homemade food out of the fridge, with tons of variety. And here I am eating the same thing all week long and so jealous. So I started doing it too.
Late last year, they started their own group for vegan and paleo.
The idea is everything as local, sustainable as possible, pasture-raised, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished. So the movement of what people are truly looking for, we're making it affordable and showing people how they can even save money. We've got one of our members who switched to this style of eating, vegan, gluten-free, organic, and it's all healthy and healing foods, and she even saved 50% on her monthly food expense. And the amount of time that Pete always talks about is saving 3, 5, 6 hours or his wife, you know. And so it's amazing. We all get to come together and we just see it as a giving back to the world. If we kept this to ourselves, it's too good to save it. It's too good to save it.
Pete Lewis is one of the participants.
Every week we come to Trevor and Julia's house, and everybody shows up around 5:30 and mingles for a while and talks about what they cooked. And anyone with kids brings their kids. That is something I love about this group. My little toddler, Graham, has become great friends with their toddler about the same age. So they're hanging out, having fun every night. And so then we all put our jars on the islands there in the kitchen and talk about what we cooked. And get to just look at all the beautiful color and health that's available to us there. And everybody brings 4 jars. Some people are bringing 5, 6 jars, sometimes 2. But the best way to do it is to bring 4 jars. And then if, you know, we have 4 groups, then we can all swap 1. And so then you spent an afternoon cooking maybe a double batch or a triple batch of 1 meal. And then at the end of this exchange, you get to come home with a variety of meals. And so you just saved a bunch of time doing that.
And you can save money too, because you're making 1 big meal that will be shared. You can bulk buy the ingredients.
I mean, our food bill has been reduced by at least 30%.
Yeah, 37%. I did the math. It was great.
It's approximately.
Yeah. But it's not just about the money, says Julia.
And we've lost so much of the quality and the love and the community around food. And it's totally changed for me, my relationship to food, right? Because cooking for somebody else is a totally different experience than cooking for yourself. And so there's so much love that goes into every single jar that not just I make, but everybody makes. And you can see it, right, in what people are making and how much thought went into the planning. And it's so much fun to pull the jar out of the fridge and say, Melanie made this for me. You know, I mean, you know who made it and you know it was made with love, and we read all ingredients so everybody feels safe about what's in it. So it's a totally informed decision, and it just has really brought the love back into the food for me. And I think everybody feels it, which is why we get so many people that just keep coming back, because they get hooked. Like, this is amazing. This saves so much time.
The idea is you bring a cooked meal in a large mason jar, 4 of them to share, and you'll go home with 4 different meals. 10 to 12 people show up consistently every Sunday at the home, and it begins with people sharing the ingredients.
And then next to that is Southwest Black Bean Burgers, roasted sweet potatoes. The burgers have black beans, diced tomatoes,
then
yellow peppers,
the food swap begins.
Gluten-free oatmeal.
All right, so how we do this is we take a breath of intention. Food often has a lot of negative emotions and energy attached to it. And especially when you want something so bad and you don't get it, you might be put in a position of lack. We want to put towards the energy of abundance and prosperity towards this group. So allowing yourself to be okay with what you get, and also knowing that whatever you get is filled full of love, which is really exciting. So that being said, put your eye on what you are truly and authentically excited about, and then take a deep breath. Let it go and just grab what you want.
You want one of those?
Yes.
Trevor says this group has spawned a new one in Denver, and other groups are forming too.
The movement has started for food exchange. We actually got up a website called the Community Food or communityfoodexchange.com, and it teaches people how they can have this in their own home, in their own community, to save money, to save time, to create friendships, to help create more of a sustainable local acts or route for individuals to really synchronize with other individuals who want to change the world through food and community and providing love in their cooking. And this doesn't exist anywhere. It came out of Boulder. Rachel Thor was the individual that it was her brainchild, and then we just saw it, found a huge benefit, and we decided to share it with the world. So we're all coming together. We're releasing this website where people can go and get all these resources, because what we've feel that this will catch on and it will sweep the world.
Voices from the recent food exchange that happens every Sunday at the home of Trevor and Julia Mickelson. And that website again is communityfoodexchange.com. We'll put a link to that, as well as photographs from that particular food exchange that I visited. That'll all be online at news.kgnu.org.